present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack Dee.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a return visit to Dorking. That's not something you hear every day. Built at Cuddington, near Ewell, Nonsuch Palace was the grandest of Henry VIII's building projects. This is where Henry first met his young bride-to-be, the German Anne of Cleves. He was surprised by her size, as she was a lot larger than in the portrait he'd been sent, but this was put down to puppy fat. Yeah. Those Germans really will eat anything, won't they? Nearby Chessington Zoo is a world leader in the field of animal research. It was there that it was learnt how to tell whether elephants are African or Indian by reference to their ears. You lift up the flap and ask, where are you from? In the 1950s, Chessington was the first zoo to attempt to mate a pair of giant pandas lent by the Chinese government. The attempt failed, and the zoo discovered the pandas had a mating window of just 3 hours once a year. It turned out they were married. The veteran medical scientist Tu Youyou this year became the first Chinese woman to win a Nobel Prize. Her research into anti-malaria treatments was conducted in collaboration with the University of Surrey's Tropical Disease Unit, where there was a small celebration recently when Tu Youyou turned 85. However, the event turned to chaos when the staff tried to sing happy birthday. One of Britain's oldest married couples, George and Irene Brady, used to live in Dorking. After 70 years together, Mrs. Brady passed away. But as she lay on her deathbed with her family around, her husband vowed that when the time came, he wanted to be buried with her. And yet the old man put up a hell of a fight as they nailed the lid down. The food and clothing retailer Marks & Spencer have their administrative offices in nearby Epsom and are a major employer in the town. The mayor recently wrote that he didn't know what Epsom would be without M&S. It's easy, it would be Epo. The Way Art Gallery in Godalming displays a fine collection of both historic and modern art. Sadly, this summer, the gallery reported that several canvases by modern abstract artists were vandalised with a spray can. The staff haven't yet worked out which ones. The wartime inventor and engineer Sir Barnes Wallace lived near Dorking. He, of course, devised the bouncing bomb, made famous during the Dambuster raids for its remarkable effect. But Barnes Wallace isn't the last person here best known for having spectacularly bombed. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Tony Hawkes. And settling down and preparing to score, please welcome the ever-delightful Samantha. Well, so we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning to differentiate between similar terms. For example, many people fail to understand the subtle difference between the words seductress and flirt. Well, a seductress is a woman who regularly entices other individuals with romantic or sexual overtures, whereas a flirt is a vehicle driven by Geordie Milkman. The meanings of words are constantly changing, team. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tony, you can start.
Belittle. Bernie Eccleston.
Barry.
Early. Rather like an earl.
Tim?
Senator, a Welsh laxative.
Graham?
Donut, Paul Hollywood.
Approximate, a sort of friend.
Etiquette, what you get for a parking offence in South Africa.
Haute cuisine, porridge.
Extension, bumping into an old flame with your current partner.
Grating, Jamaican elephant.
Dossier, a terribly posh tramp.
Hamstring, sexy underwear for pigs.
Bunny, rather like a bun.
Gear, what ventriloquists drink in pubs.
Tape, Yorkshire monkey.
Pokemon, Jamaican proctologist.
Cabaret, a wide selection of taxis.
Permeate, a curly-haired rowing crew.
Chagrin, that smile you have after sex.
Well, the teams are now going to sing along with some well-known discs now in the game called Pick Up Song. These days, rare vinyl records command a fortune at auction. The holy grail for collectors is the Gary Barlow single, It Only Takes a Minute Girl. Open bracket, sorry about that, close bracket. Samantha will spin the discs and each of you should sing along to your records teams until Samantha turns the volume down. If on the music's return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean a predictable panto-like response. What do points mean?
Prizes!
And this week's prize is the world's least appetizing main course. It's this toilet duck à l'orange. Well, this week we've a couple of duets, and we'll start with you, Barry and Graham. I'd like you to accompany Chaz and Dave singing Rabbit.
Rabbit, 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 rabbit,
rabbit, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
You got beautiful eyes.
You got beautiful thighs.
You got a lot without a doubt. But I'm thinking about blowing you out.
'Cause you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest?
Rabbit.
You got more rabbit than Sainsbury's.
Rabbit.
Time to cut it off your chest.
You were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. And you right off when I set eyes on you. But how was I to know you bend my ear rolls too?
With your excessive talking, you're becoming a pest.
Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Always good to kick off with an easy one. Your turn, Tim and Tony. I'd like you to accompany Taylor Swift and hip-hop artist Kendrick Lamar singing their recent international hit, Bad Blood.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut. And baby, now we got bad blood. Yeah.
can't take it back. Look where I'm at. With OID like DLC, remember that.
Remember that.
My TLC was quite OD. ID my facts.
ID my facts.
Now P of you and you and me similar Iraq. I don't hate you, but I hate to critique, overrate you. These beats of a dark heart use bass lines to replace you. Take time and erase you. Love don't hear no more. No, I don't fear no more. Better respect ain't quite sincere no more. Ah, ah, ah.
Good times. You and I. Good baby, now we got bad blood. Good baby, we got bad blood.
Excellent, excellent work, Tony and Tim. It's almost as if we don't need a piano anymore, isn't it? Well, the next game, it don't pit no. Don't pity someone who turns up wearing his gardening clothes. Just because it's Dorking. Well, the next game is called Sound Charades, and it's based on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, which ran from 1979 to 1997. So, doing a quick calculation, that's nine, carry four, way too long. The star of Give Us a Clue was Lionel Blair. Who single-handedly made mime what it is today, a hated art form. Popular only in northern Belgium. Tim and Tony, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Tiger Who Came to Tea. The Tiger Who Came to Tea.
So off you go, please, Tim and Tony.
This is a children's book, and it's six words, and it goes like this.
Ding dong.
Mr. Woods, thank you so much for coming.
Mr. Brooke Taylor, the pleasure's all mine.
Earl Grey and Fondant Fancy.
Yeah, don't mind if I do. Hey, who's that? She looks nice.
Leave it.
It's so obvious, I'm going to hand it over to Graham.
Six words, did you say?
I did.
Six.
Six. Woods. Is Woods one of the words?
No.
Is the one of the words?
Yes. But which one?
The first.
Yes.
It's uncanny. It's just God-given, this gift out there.
Yeah, you carry on like this, we'll be out of here by 12:30.
Tea come into it.
Tea's the last word.
Oh.
How about that?
Ah. The tiger. The tiger who came to tea. Hence Mr. Woods.
Yes. So, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Virgin Soldiers. The Virgin Soldiers.
It's a book and a film, and it's three words long.
It goes rather like this.
Yep.
Dougal!
Oh, hey! Hey, miss, you'll have had your tea.
Yeah. No time for tea, and it's all your fault.
Oh, how so, old friend?
Persuading me to start a B&B. Huh. I thought you meant just keeping a couple of bees.
But I hear you've had a very important guest already.
Aye, Sir Richard Branson, no less.
Oh.
He flew up here.
Aye.
Apparently he was upgraded to Ryanair. Well. And turns out he's very fussy.
You wouldn't think that to look at him, would you?
What's more, he absolutely insists that his own brand of wee strips of toast for breakfast egg dipping have to be flown up from London.
What, his own brand of wee strips of toast?
He will dip nothing less.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Soldiers involved.
Yes. And virgins.
Yes. You're getting there.
The Virgin Soldiers.
Yes. Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our doormat has been swamped by a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Admiral of the Fleet, D4 battleship hit, your turn. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." And on with the game, which in this, the year of the Rugby World Cup, will be played according to the Webb Ellis protocol. Thus, an intercepted player can be turned over, particularly if he's not straight, and any irregular movement will lead to a temporary surrender of the advantage line. Now, positional overrulings are at the discretion of the third official. Is that clear? Okay. So, Tim, you can start.
Oxford Circus.
Oxford Circus, that's a... an awkward start, Webb Ellis, isn't it?
Well, I can I'm go to the third official if you want.
Yeah, let's.
Oxford, yeah, Oxford Circus, is that is that permissible? Was that? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah, and he says no.
St Martin's Lane.
Oh boy. Drury Lane.
Yeah, it's good.
Lane. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Yeah. But an intercepted player it makes it difficult, doesn't it?
It
what
does,
about
yeah.
Tufnell Park?
Stockwell.
Stockwell.
Yeah, that's
nice one.
Yeah, that's very okay. good.
Sorry, Tim. You're English. You're already out. Tony.
Okay. Warren Street.
Ah, I can duplicate, turned over, intercepted. Oxford Street.
Oh, well, just an adjudication required there. 1 second, please.
I know.
Yes. I saw it as well. I am here, you know. So you came in from the side. That's no good, Barry. Try again, please.
Try again?
Yes.
Is that voice French?
Edgware Road.
Yeah.
Isn't that's not an irregular movement then?
Isn't it? Oh,
dear. Okay, it's okay. It's okay so far. I'm going to play on.
Okay. I think I've got to go Morden. I didn't want to, but Morden, I think, is where I'll have to go.
Is he intercepted there?
No, he's not intercepted. He's fine. He can go.
All right. Oh, okay. Googe Street.
Googe
Street. Yeah, that's okay. Yep. Oh, wait. Yeah, right, calm down. Graham, normally it would be allowed, but because you're Scottish, it's not.
Do I go again?
You can go again, yeah. Yeah.
Googe Street.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh. Great Portland Street.
Mornington Crescent. Yes.
And there goes the final whistle. That's enough controversy for one referee. Time to leave the pitch in a dignified manner. Well, and now on to a round called Complete Playground Rhymes. Now, playground rhymes have been a feature of our schools for generations. A popular one at Barry School was Barry and Gracie Fields sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Yeah. To be fair, she always liked the older man, Gracie. Now, teams, I brought with me a selection of genuine school and playground rhymes from the past 50 years. However, they're each incomplete, and your task is to try to finish them off. So, Barry, can you complete this playground rhyme? A sailor went to CCC to see what he could CCC, but all that he could CCC was the bottom of...
the sailor in front.
The deep blue CCC, of course.
Oh,
no. Graham, here's one for you to finish. All the girls in Spain wash their knickers in champagne. All the boys in France...
don't.
Do the hula hula dance. Tony, oh, ah, I lost my bra, I left my knickers in...
champagne. I read about it in a Spanish magazine.
It's actually my boyfriend's car. I don't remember that one. Tim.
Yes.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to have...
some hanky-panky. Silly Jill forgot her pill and now there's little Frankie.
Another one for you, Barry. Beans, beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so...
there.
We have beans at every meal. Graham, yep. Here's one for you again. Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor, and the doctor said...
you should have called a vet.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Tony again. Finish this. Fatty passed to Skinny, Skinny passed it back. Fatty did a rotten shot and knocked the goalie flat. Where was the goalie when the ball was in the net?
Asked Jose Mourinho after Chelsea's worst start to the Premiership for 20 years.
It's actually halfway around the corner with his knickers round his neck. This is for you, Tim. And, this one is meant to be sung. This is to the tune of Glory Hallelujah from the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which I usually sing in the key of A. Perhaps, Colin, can you give me an A, please? Thank you. Thank you. Stop the bus, I want a wee-wee. Stop the bus, I want a wee-wee. Stop the bus, I want a wee-wee.
All too late.
He actually goes, and the people at the back can't swim.
It's difficult to beat that.
Okay, well, here are some for any of you to have a go at. There's another sung one, this one. This is to the tune of Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks. I usually sing that in a G sharp. Would you mind? Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had joy, we had fun, flicking bogeys at the sun.
But the joke is on me, thanks to bloody gravity.
Yeah, the one they sang was, but the sun was so hot that they melted into snot. Oh. How about this one? Milk, milk, lemonade, round the corner.
Bloody Starbucks.
Of course, chocolate's made. Teddy bear, teddy bear, turn around. Teddy bear, touch the ground. Teddy bear, count to three. Teddy bear...
brace yourself.
I was so hoping you weren't going to go there, but it's teddy bear, pat your knees. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear, Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was Brazilian.
It's Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. And finally, this one. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo.
Your name is Jack D and you smell of poo. Lovely being back at school again.
You look like a monkey and you act like one too, is actually what it was. Not my name in it at all. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of the Prisoner's Songbook. Incidentally, Samantha was telling us earlier how much she's enjoying her new role as a prison visitor, learning all about the rigours of life behind bars. She says she spent yesterday with a hardened criminal, showing her what it's like to be banged up. So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest the titles of songs likely to be popular with an audience of prisoners. Barry, you can start.
You lost that love in E-Wing.
Smack my snitch up.
Graham.
Slopping out with my baby.
Tony.
Breaking out is hard to do.
What do you want to make those eyes at me for?
Is this the way to bite my pillow?
I'm not following that. A whiter shade of bail.
Chained melody.
Another brick out of the wall.
Lock me up before you go-go.
I want to hold your handcuffs.
Sitting in the dock of the Bailey.
Police, release me. Let me go.
Baby, it's cold. It's outside.
Bohemian custody.
Warden is a moron.
Up on the roof.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the power hose of time is inadvertently fitted at the Colonic Hydrotherapy Clinic of Destiny, and the internal organs of fate are ceremoniously flushed through the bowels of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Dorking, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garvin, Tim Brooke Taylor and Tony Hawks were being given silly things to do by Jack Dean, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.